The Money Show.
Consumer Ninja.
And that, of course, is Wendy Nolan. It's lovely to welcome Wendy to The Money Show on a Wednesday evening. And the penalties if you don't get into a medical aid or into a medical scheme when you're young, when you're healthy, when you don't, when you're less likely to claim, but you wait until retirement one day or until you're 50 and things start breaking down a little bit and you start needing those visits to the doctor every now and again. You end up being quite severely penalized for late joining. How does it work?
Hello, Bruce. Lovely to be with you too. So, yes, it's a penalty called a late joiner fee. It's nasty and never ending as a penalty for those who didn't belong to a South African medical scheme in their younger, lower claim years. And of course, it ties in rather nastily with the whole Health Squared medical scheme collapse debacle, because you could probably say it links back to the fact that part of the reason why they got into such a financial dwang in the first place is that they weren't imposing things that they should have imposed properly. For those people who were suddenly found themselves at the end of August, or at best those chronic gravely ill members at the end of this month, without medical cover and needing to go somewhere else to find it, suddenly they have to find extra money for that late joiner fee. And if they're particularly old and had a particularly long spell of no medical cover, it's as much as 75%. So how it works is it's all allowed for by the Medical Schemes Act. I've taken up many cases over the years where people feel particularly aggrieved because it doesn't stop, Bruce. It's not like, okay, you pay this penalty for a few years and then it's all good and you go back to what you would normally pay if you'd had cover all along. No, it's forever. It doesn't end. It applies to those who, at the date they apply for membership of a scheme, older than 35 years, were not a member or dependent of a registered medical South African medical scheme before the 1st of April 2001, or have had more than 3 consecutive months break in membership since the 1st of April 2001. And the longer you didn't have cover, the bigger the late joiner, the LJP, the late joiner penalty. So it's 5% if your break was 1 to 4 years, and it's as much as 75% if the break was 25 years or more. So what it does, it effectively punishes older and sicker members that join the scheme only when they most need cover, rather than making
we get the
contributions.
Picture. Is this unreasonable?
Yeah.
Because medical aides will tell you that they run this scheme for the members. And if people are going to wait until they're 65 to join a medical scheme, there's going to be there are going to be no younger, healthier members to actually fund the old people.
Yes.
So therefore, you then sit on the sidelines until you feel a little bit peaky, and then you join the medical scheme, and you want to be treated exactly the same way as the 21-year-old who's paying a great fat premium that they're unlikely to claim very much of unless they have a dreadful accident or get very, very unlucky in the lottery of genetics, perhaps, and maybe pick up a cancer or something horrible.
Yeah, I mean, those of us who've been members as young, from young adults until now in our potentially peaky years, as you put it, you can understand. You get to your middle years, 35, 45, where your kids are no longer going to the pediatrician every 5 minutes. You're not having babies. You're in your semi-healthy years, and you're paying in far more than you've claiming, but you're subsidizing the older, sicker members. And so that cycle goes. And as Dr. Ryan Noach, CEO of Discovery Health, puts it, because our case study involves Discovery Health, he says, if this adverse selection would be allowed to continue, it would severely impact the sustainability of the entire medical schemes industry to the extent that it would make little sense for young, healthy people to contribute to the risk pool until they are older or sick and needing to pay claims. Okay. This would lead to medical aid claims exceeding medical aid contributions, in turn driving up premiums dramatically and essentially making medical schemes unaffordable. But why this health scheme collapse and forcing these members to now seek alternative cover, Bruce, is so significant, not only to the 24,000 Health Squared members who found themselves horribly in this predicament with 8 working days notice. It's for all of us, because Ryan Note says it is important to note that the implications of the demise of Health Squared medical scheme are material to all open medical schemes and will likely negatively impact claims inflation, and consequently their contribution increases. So, awful story. The reason I went to Discovery, and I didn't have a lot of hope in my heart, because I've taken up many late joiner penalty complaints, people who've felt that they've been paying this for 20 years now. Can we please cut us some slack? You know, we're now 85 and we can't afford this. I've never had any joy with any medical scheme. But essentially, Liz is among those 24,000 Health Square members who were just cut off suddenly, and she had to look around for alternative cover. By the way, they applied for liquidation. That they were told they could only in August. They were told they could only apply at the end of this, about kind of run about now. So liquidation proceedings haven't happened yet, and Joe Selawani has been appointed as provisional curator. And earlier this month, he issued an interim report having reviewed the scheme's actuarial reports, contributions from 2019 when Resolution Health and Spectrumine merged to become Health Squared, and looked at their annual statements. And he issued this report stating from how he saw it, what went wrong. Shocking, Bruce. He identified multiple governance and maladministration issues. The five-member board, he said, made some concerning and questionable decisions while being paid considerable meeting attendance fees. The scheme had lost more than 9,000 members since 2019, despite spending 90 million on marketing. And there wasn't a single month, despite all that expensive marketing, in which the scheme gained more members than it lost. The board was very reluctant to appoint a statutory manager last year. That's what the Council of Medical Schemes was pushing for. And the creator said, at least something could have been salvaged then, rather than to leave things for this long and then throw in the towel in what appears to have been an irresponsible manner, leaving members, staff, and service providers in a state of panic and disarray. And I just thought this was an unusual case. It's not the normal late joiner penalty scenario. So Liz, she and her husband retired. They've been with Health Squared since 2008. Well, previously, I think they were with Resolution. We are now looking at joining a new scheme. We put in an application to Discovery Health. We were accepted. It was about 3.8 each, and then that jumped for both of them, I think, jumped to 6.8 thanks to a late joiner penalty of 75%.
They had
a late joiner penalty.
Yeah. Explain this to me.
But it was only 1.5% with Health Squared.
Explain this to me, please. You've been a member of Health Squared for 10, 20, 20 years. You've been a member of a medical scheme in South Africa, yet you still get charged a late joiner fee. This is the bit that doesn't... You're late to join this medical scheme, but you have a track record. You have a way in showing of showing your health history. You can demonstrate your claims propensity.
I know, but you according to the way the Act works and the way the scheme's interpreted, once you've had that gap, you've forever got to make it up. So they had a late joiner penalty with Health Squared, but for some reason, according to Liz, it was only 1.5%. Now it's 75%.
Yeah.
And she said, we only had one claim in 14 years and Discovery knew our record. Anyway, so I took up the case, and I've read you some of Discovery's CEO's, Dr. Ryan Nurch's, response. They eventually found a cover with another medical scheme, but it was the same, still 75%. So this is not one medical scheme's issue. This is how they protect themselves. I did think that given the circumstances, you know, Health Squared and all that drama, that there would be some leniency, but basically, it's a bit too long a response to read, but he said the late joiner penalty has been correctly calculated and applied in Liz and her husband's case. They using their respective ages when they applied to join and the number of years during which they did not have medical scheme cover after the age of 35 years. He says, we are empathetic to the financial pressure this has placed on them, and we truly wish it could be otherwise. It would, however, simply not be fair or equitable to all the existing members of Discovery Health or to the new applicants of the scheme. So they didn't want to make an exception, and that's the way it's going to be. And as I say, they've joined another scheme that did the same thing. And they've got a three-month waiting period. Mm. It is the most ghastly story, Bruce. Really, it's awful.
It is really, really tough. And unfortunately, it's not like there is a credible and user-friendly public alternative in South Africa. The public healthcare system in South Africa, if you're really, really, really sick and need an emergency care and you get into one of the academic hospitals, I'm told you get great care. But it is that thing of just being, you know, getting into a scheme that you hope doesn't go bankrupt. You don't get left high and dry. And then they've got you for life because you can't afford to leave. And that's, I don't know if that's 100% fair, really. But well, it is the way the rules work. Wendy Nola, she's gone. Wendy Nola, thank you very much indeed. Wendy Nola, our consumer ninja on a Wednesday night.